Audio Renaissance presents After This by Alice McDermott. Read for you by Martha Plimpton.
Chapter 1. Leaving the church, she felt the wind rise, felt the pinprick of pebble and grit against her stockings and her cheeks, the slivered shards of mad sunlight in her eyes. She paused, still on the granite steps, touched the brim of her hat and the flying hem of her skirt, felt the wind rush up her cuffs and rattle her sleeves. And all before her, the lunch hour crowd bent under the April sun and into the bitter April wind, jackets flapping and eyes squinting, or else skirts pressed to the backs of legs and jacket hems pressed to bottoms. And trailing them, outrunning them, skittering along the gutter and the sidewalk and the low gray steps of the church, banging into ankles and knees and one another, scraps of paper, newspapers, candy wrappers, what else? Office memos? Shopping lists? The paper detritus that she had somewhere read or had heard it said, trails armies, or was it? She had seen a photograph. The scraps of letters and wrappers and snapshots that blow across battlefields after all but the dead have fled. She squinted against the sunlight on taxi hoods and bus windows, heard the rushing now of air and taxis, wheezing buses, and underneath it all something banging, a loosened street sign, a trapped can, a distant hammer, rhythmic and methodical, the march of time. And then George approaching. His hand stuck to his hat, and the hat bent into the onslaught. She went down the steps just in front of him, drawn more...